Tefillin Gimel. Okay, Tefillin Tzitzit Bishabbat. Arba Tzitzit Ma'akim Zeh. That's a Machlokes HaTanaim in the Mishnah. If you have two or three and three corners, you don't have the fourth. You have is each corner another mitzvah, or they're all Ma'akim. Shkolz Man Shein Bo Kol Ha'arba Ein Mitzvah Yetzis Kelchos Ma'yetzis Bo Lishus Arab Mishabbos Chayiv Chakos. The strings attached to the corner should be Amasui. But if you make the mitzvah, then it's not a matzah. So that's the shaila. What about Leil Shabbos? That Balayla, the Gemara says, Rismas patag sus laila. So that's a machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos says that pajamas are pata from tzitzis, but ksus yom balayla is chayv in tzitzis. And the Rambam learns that balayla are pata from tzitzis. So that's the shaila. Balayla, there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. So let the chutim be a masui balayla. So that's Machlokes HaRishonim. I think Rabbi Kevege quotes a Tshuvas HaRif. Rabbi Kevege here. And the big Shulchan Aruch quotes a Tshuvas HaRif that you're not allowed to walk out in the street Leil Shabbos with the tzitzis because it's a masa. And most assume, so I think it's Tshuvas HaRambam says, Fakir, most assume not so. That since by Yom it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah, so even by Laila, that's a botlag of the beggar. But if you don't have on all the four corners, then it's not a kima mitzvah bayom. So then not only will it be a masah bayom, it'll be a masah bayom also. The Mishnah Berurah has also, if you wear too small a size of a beged with tzitzis on it, so he says that then the tzitzis is a masah, because it's a baby size and it's not chayim and tzitzis, that's a masah. So the Netziv, when Mishnah Berurah printed his sefer, so the Netziv sent a letter. I think it's the first tshuva, the second tshuva, to the author of the Mishnah Berurah. He thinks that that's not correct. He says if you have tzitzis in three corners, so you're going to fix it. You're going to put it in the fourth corner. If you have potzel of tzitzis, you're going to take it off and put a kosher tzitzis. But this guy wears all week long. He wears this baby size abakanfas. So he says, so it's like or from a tie. Like or, what if that's the way people walk? Let's say women wear dresses that have strings hanging down. So it doesn't correspond to Hilchas Tzitzis. So it's a masui. That's the way they dress. So this guy wears a baby-sized abakam. He's not going to change it. He's going to wear it like that. He's going to continue wearing it like that. So it's a mechubala beggar, darka bekach. He's not yotzei any mitzvah with it, but he says he can't say it's a masui. He's not going to change anything. Let's see. Oh, he says Siv Beis. He mitziyets his kelchasa muta lots his baldushus aram bein talis kot main talis gol. Afilu b'sman hazeh shein lana tchelus. What is that? Afilu b'sman hazeh. The Maharam Rutenberg wouldn't wear tzitzis in the street on Shabbos. So it's written up by his talmidim. So some of the talmidim write that the reason why was because he held that tchelus is makevus as alovan. And like the Balamor Paskins, like that Tana. Chelus Makevus is alone. We don't have Chelus Bizman Azeh, so you're not Yotze anything. So he was Choshish for that Cheetah. He wasn't Choshish to say a Brocha. He said a Brocha on a Talus. He wasn't Choshish for Brocha Vatala. Brocha Vatala is only the Rabbonim. But to carry on Shabbos, that he was concerned about. The Baliatos all say, Ein lo nadin rishus rabim deraisa bizman hazeh. They don't have shishim riba in our cities. They just have, everything is just a carmelers. I don't know. So that's what, so some of the Talmidim of the Maharam Rutenberg said that he was choshish for the Shitas Balamor, and that's why he felt that it would be hoitzon. Yeah, that's not like the Netziv explained. According to Netziv, that shouldn't be a problem. He's going to wear all week long, he's going to wear it like that. And the other group of Talmidim of the Maharam Rutenberg wrote a different reason. They're all guessing. They wrote a different reason. He was afraid that maybe the strings would rip while he's walking in the street, and then it would become possible at tzitzis, and it'd be a violation of Hoitzor. So they asked the Netziv, which does he think is the more correct explanation? So he said that he thinks the more correct explanation is that it was choshish for the Balamor Shita. Not because he was afraid strings are going to rip. Why should he be afraid strings are going to rip? He says the Talmidim who are closer to the Maharam understood better. And those who said because he was afraid the strings were going to rip, those Talmidim are not as close as the others. That's what he claims. Okay. So what does it say here? even bismanazes mutter, even if you don't have trelis. In other words, you don't have to be concerned about the maharam's chumra. Rak shelo yehei munach lo al kseifo. Yeah. They said the guy's gonna wear a talis to shul under his coat, so he doesn't want the strings to hang down below the coat. So he's gonna wear it all folded up over his shoulders in such a way that he never wears it like that. Never wears it like that in the weekday. So that's hoitzor. Ayetz metalis bekupelas b'shabbes is oivran hoitzor, because that's not kederach levishim. Makmin letalis achazkos shemitzuyis kolchos leinzoch lebotkei kadem shi'etzibah. There were two reasons why the Maharam Rutenberg, the Talmidim, gave two explanations. Why the Maharam wouldn't wear tzitzis chutz layer. So one reason was that we're choshesh, we don't have tchelus bizman hazeh, choshesh param amas. So he says, don't worry about that. I feel the bizman hazeh, it's not a problem. And then the other concern was that maybe the strings would rip. So he says, you don't have to worry about the strings ripping. Kmin and talus achazkosu, mitzuz kolchosu. You don't have to be bodyk before you leave the house. You don't have to worry that the string is going to rip. What does it say? Divrei Tshuvas HaRosh, Tshuvas HaRamban, B'Shem HaRambam, okay, Hilcha Shabbos. You don't have to be worried. They're both concerns of the Talmidim Maharam Rutenberg raise, you don't have to worry about. I don't know, they say that the Soloveitchik family didn't wear tzitzis on Shabbos in the street. I think Rabban Soloveitchik's family. I don't know if Rabbi Soloveitchik also didn't wear tzitzis. My impression was that he did wear tzitzis on Shabbos. Baron Soloveitchik's family didn't wear tzitzis. They don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos. They're concerned about this Balamar. No. Concerned about the Maharam Rutenberg's spinning. Yeah, what does he say? Im lo dalo b'Shabbos k'shuhu b'Karmelis shahatalis sha'olov pasul. A guy's walking in the middle of the Karmelis and he realizes he's wearing a talis, four-cornered garment that has pasul at tzitzis. So what should he do? So he's going to take it off. He's going to be embarrassed. That's what it is. He's going to be embarrassed. He has no other clothes on. So he says, "Lo yasirenu mi'olam achiagila beisa gadol kaber abrius." The Gemara says, "Kaber abrius is derech dinim derabban." So if he's walking in a mishus haram derais, that he has to take it off, even though he's going to be embarrassed, he's going to be walking half undressed. But if he's in a karmelis, so it's only an iso. It's all derabban. And then the Gemara says, "Kaber abrius is derech dinim derabban." Gadol kaber rabbis. Afil talis kotni shetachas begodav ein tzorach livshoy. Talis kotni is not going to be undressed. That's tachas begodav. Yeah, that's a yud aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. Talis begodav la minkar milsa achakach and hu haluch beli talis kotni. Komokom habshita he ganai biyosi. But to take it off, people are not. They're not going to notice later on when he's walking in the street. They're not going to notice. They won't see whether he has a talis cotton under a shirt. They're going to see the way he's taking off the talis cotton. He's going to see him taking off the talis cotton. So that's embarrassing. So he's not mechuyev to suffer that embarrassment either. Okay. But isn't it din d'oraisa? He's wearing a four-cornered garment that has no kosher tzitzis. So kavod habi is not d'orcha din d'oraisa. So the Gemara says, "Kavra bis not doicha nisa deraisa, but shevi al tasa it is doicha." So by mistake, he already put on the talis cotton, and now it's pasul. So he's in violation of an essay. So as long as they're not violating the kumbi essay, you're violating a din deraisa b'shevi al tasa. So kavra bis is doicha. That's the Gemara. Kavra bis is doicha a mitzvah deraisa if it's shevi al tasa. Who had in Nisa Kechad, who had in Nifsak Echad Min Hatzitzios, and his Bayish Leisha Belotals. Let's say he's sitting in Shul, and one of the tzitzis is possible. And he'll be embarrassed that everybody's wearing that talis. He's going to have to take off his talis, and everybody's going to realize he's married. Everybody's going to realize that his tzitzis, his talis is possible. So that's also an embarrassment. So the Rama says that's also kavod rabbis zedecha b'shev al tasta. Yuchad alav shebeloi bracha nikach kavod rabbis. Wow, he's allowed to put it on. Allowed to put it on in the first place. Why isn't that kumbi asay? Tosis says that kash. Why isn't that kumbi asay? So Tosis answers that's not called kumbi asay. There's no avera to put on a four corner garment that has no tzitzis. When you put the garment on with the four corners, then you become mechuyev to put on tzitzis. Then if you don't put on the tzitzit, you don't take it off, that's called sheva atas. But there's no there in putting it on in the first place. You're doing something, putting on the garment, knowing that it has pasul of tzitzis. It doesn't have any tzitzis, a pasul of tzitzis, but that's not another. Chavar Abiyas is decha dinim deraisa b'sheiv altasa, includes that case also. He's permitted to put it on the first place. Yuchel olavsha b'lei bracha b'kach Chavar Abiyas. V'davka b'shabbos dosa lasa tzitzis, abu b'chol b'kai gavna osa, on the weekdays, he put on tzitzis. They put on the tzitzis on Shabbos. You have no choice. Then we say Kavod Rabbis is decha. Okay, Shoy, a whole simon about what? About wearing tzitzis on Shabbos? Because the Maram Ritma didn't wear tzitzis. Okay, so they made a whole simon because of the Maram Ritma. Okay, the Rosh was the Talmud of the Maram Ritma, and the Tur got everything from the Rosh. They made a whole simon about this. What's simon? Yudale din tzitzis hasana ein yehudi v'noshem v'talu shula. What's the din? Tzitzis hasana ein yehudi pasul. That's a gemara. Nechsev dabel b'nei Yisrael apuke ein yehudi. Ve'ish ekshev al asoyis ve'yesh machmirim v'hatzor hanoshem shiasu oisam. That's Rabbeinu Tam shita. Rabbeinu Tam says that since women are not mechuyev in tzitzis, because as the gemara says, it's a mitzvah says a shahazman grama, so whoever is ainu b'toris cannot create lishmo. So they ask on the Rabbeinu Tam, a woman is not mechuyev in sukkah either. And the gemara says beferish that sukkas noshem is good. So they answer, yes, sukkas noshem is good because we pass like besilah that you don't need lishmo when you put the schach on. Women are not, a woman is not b'toris. A woman is not b'taris tzitzis, so she's not able to create lishma. But a sukkah doesn't need lishma. If the din wouldn't have been like Beishama, that placing the schach needs lishma, so then the Gemara would have said that a woman who makes this puts the schach, a goy puts the schach, would also be no good. But we paskin don't need lishma. Yeah. I told her, every year I tell over the story on Matzah Yom Kippur, that the local conservative synagogue in our neighborhood used to have a European rabbi. He was a nice guy. He was a nice fellow. That's what Parnassus. He wasn't learned. Nice guy. So then when the rabbi retired, so they got a real conservative rabbi, a real shegetz, who went to the seminary. So the Chazan Batashansky. So Chazan was Mario Batashansky, was the name of the Chazan. So he didn't like the new rabbi because he was a shegetz. So he once came over on Sukkot to ask a shayla, what's the din if a goy puts up the sukkah? So my father said, what sukkah? When sukkah? What happened? So he tells him, they have a sukkah in the shul, in the sanctuary, on the bima, and the Chazan says Kiddush in the sukkah, and he says, Leshe Basukkah on Leil Yonta. My father said, so there's nothing to discuss. It's in the shul. It's under the roof of the shul. So he said, let's ignore that for a while. That they do every year. That's not the shayla. The shayla was the whole sukkah collapsed. And then they had the goy put it back up. And the rabbi said that it's okay. My father said, if that's the only problem, if the sukkah is no good because it's in the building, if the whole problem is that it was put up by a non-Jew, the Gemara said that that's okay. He only wanted to hear from my father that it's no good and go tell all the balabatim that the new rabbi is an amar. The new rabbi is a shegetz. It didn't help. So that's the din. If a goy puts up a sukkah, it's good because we pass like Basil, you don't need lishma. If the din would have been that you do need lishma in placing the schach, so a goy and a nisha would not be able to. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam holds like that. That a woman is ain't a b'toiras. So a woman can't tie the tzitzit either. So he says it should be machma l'chatchil. Tov lasas ken l'chatchil to be choshesh for the Rabbeinu Tam. And what about a cotton? What about a cotton putting on tzitzis? So since we assume that you need lishma when you tie on, that's a machlokes. The Rambam tells the Rambam holds you don't need lishma when you tie the chutim on the beggar. You just need lishma tvias hachutim when you make the wool into strings that we had before. Tvias hachutim has to be lishma. But kshivas hachutim on the beggar does not have to be lishma according to the Rambam. If a goy puts it, it's no good. That's a positive. Daben Yisrael be also lantzitz, but lo yah anochrim also lantzitz. The goy ties is no good. In fact, from the pasuk, it would appear the only reason why is because of the pasuk. Daben Ben Yisrael be also, but lo yah umesayim be also. So it sounds like you don't need lishma. That's a right to the Rambam. Only if a goy does his posel, it's not because he needs lishma. But Tosfos assumes that if he needs lishma by tviya to convert the wool into strings, he certainly needs lishma by tying the tzitzis on the beggar. So according to Tosfos, a cotton cannot tie the tzitzis on the beggar either, because the cotton is a la bar das. And then God says in Gittin, whenever you need lishma, simple reading more, whenever you need lishma, a cherish to be cotton, a la b'nei das, then he can't create lishma. So I, when I was a little boy, my grandfather taught me how to, I stayed by my grandparents in New York, because my parents lived in Philadelphia. And the day school, they only went to the fifth grade. So for the sixth grade, my parents sent me to New York. And my grandfather was the shamus in the Young Israel. So he taught me how to tie tzitzis. And I used to tie the tzitzis on, I was a little boy. I wasn't bad yet by mitzvah. I used to tie the tzitzis on the shul talesim. The rabbi was a big talmid chacham. The rabbi was a rabbi here in the yeshiva later on, Rabbi Peretzky. So he didn't know that I was tying the tzitzis. He thought my grandfather was tying them. That's we're machmer on that also. A cotton shouldn't tie the tzitzis. Let's see, Sid Beis. He only saw tzitzis bebeged beloy kavona. He didn't have lishma. A main tzitzis hacherim lahachshira. If you don't have any other strings, what can you do? Yeslich achala ramam shemachshir. Avloy baruch alav. The ram holds you don't need lishma when you tie it on the beged. You just need lishma converting the wool into strings. But you don't need lishma when you tie it on the beggar. So he said, so it's a big shas hadchak. You can rely on the Rambam, but you shouldn't say a bracha. Tosafik brachas lahakim. The same thing by cotton. Why doesn't he write about cotton? That's going to be a different simon. You say about a cherishat to a cotton. You shouldn't do it. I don't know. He doesn't talk about cotton. Let's say, Hashem l'chaveru talusheni mitzuh. Yetzis pot malat abatzitzis. Kol shloshim yom, that's a gemara in Kol Abasa, in Chulin. Kol shloshim, tal shul, apturim min atzitzis kol am yom, dechsiv ksuscho, v'lo shalachem. Aber acha shloshim yom, chai med rabbonim, ne shaniris kishalo, maris ayin. Ne shaniris kishalo, v'im hechzir etel shloshim yom, lekochoi, eino mitztari. What happened? V'im hechzir etel shloshim, I borrowed a four-cornered garment from someone else. I'm not chayv in tzitzis the first 30 days. Then I give it back to him, then I borrow it back again. So the ayim mitzarf, the 15 days before and the 15 days after, adds up 15 and 15 is 30. I say, no, only 30 days in a row. So he says, even shloshim ha-mitzufim. The marisayin is only if you have 30 days in a row. But if you have 15 days, then you gave it back. Then you borrow another 15 days. And not ritzufim, you're not chayv in tzitzis. The Achranim said the same by mezuzah also. The Gemara says, if you rent an apartment from someone else, you're not chayv a mezuzah the first 30 days. So if, let's say I rent a summer home. I remember one summer, three boys rented a cottage to learn with me. We learned Erevin that summer. One summer we learned Chulam, one summer we learned Erevin. So the boys didn't want to put a mezuzah. So in the middle of the summer, they went away for one day, then they came back. All three boys went away, then they came back. So they didn't have 30 days in a row. So you're not chayv, Taka. The same thing as the Ramah here, the same thing by mezuzah. The Achronim say the same. Yeah. Shola kishimitzu yet says, what if I borrowed a talis from someone else? Has tzitzis on it. Not shada ayy mechuyiv or not mechuyiv. I borrowed his talis that has tzitzis on it. Do you say a bracha? So Tosfos is not sure. Tosfos and Chulan is not sure. So he says, mevaruch aleha miyad. You do say a bracha. The question is, which bracha do you say? Do you say l'hisatei b'tzitzis, or do you say al mitzvah tzitzis? So Rich, he gave a whole yartzei drasha. He explained that you should say al mitzvah tzitzis. He gave a whole pilpa. Why? Okay. He said, when I wear his tzitzis, he's yartzei the mitzvah. I'm not yartzei. It doesn't belong to me. He's yartzei the mitzvah. Because when you have a clay kufs and when you have a talis in the drawer, that's a machlokes and the Gemara we pass, and you're not chayv in tzitzis. You're only chayv when you wear it. Because it's only called the beged when you wear it. But when I wear his beged, then he's mechuyev in tzitzis. So when I put on his beged, he's yotzei the mitzvah. So I shouldn't say, his satev but tzitzis. I'm not being mechayv in the mitzvah. I'm enabling him to fulfill his mitzvah. So he says, I'll mitzvah tzitzis. No, no. Let's see.
If you borrow a beged with
talis
from a
goy,
you wouldn't have to. You wouldn't have to put on tzitzis?
If you borrow from a non-Jew, after 30 days, are you chayim?
He has no chayim in tzitzis.
after 30 days, I have to put on tzitzis because of Marisai, and people will think that it's mine. But how can I put on tzitzis if it's his beged? He's not going to be happy if someone makes a hole in the beged.
And if you're aware without tzitzis? Yeah. Even though it's a beged without.
It's not my beged. How about kamfas ksuscha? It's not mine. You're not mechuyev. I don't know. They don't talk about that. What's it then if you borrow from a non-Jew? Someone should talk about that. I don't know. That's a good question. What do you do? I think you're not allowed to put tzitzis in the other guy's bag. If it belongs to a guy, you're not allowed to. I don't know. Let's see. Mutalit al talis chavel baruch aleho. You're permitted to borrow someone else's talis without explicit permission. Because nichle leinish lemevin mitzvah b'mamayim v'atchei kapaloisa in mitzvah mikupelus. If I found it all folded up, so it's self-understood. He gives permission to whoever wants it to wear the talis. Provided they fold it up again, you put it back on the talis echo the way it was before. What the mitzvah? Same thing. I will also lilma misvarim shel chaver abeloi dai to the chashen shem yikra yisam b'limudai. That was years ago. Svarim were very rare. Now, the svarim, everybody rips up this one, you buy another safe. Everything is available. So a lot of recent Achronim, a lot of the recent Gedolim say that this difference between svarim and others doesn't apply to them. Even if the Gemara will get torn. So I'll buy another Gemara, big deal. There's so many Gemaras are there. Years ago, it was a rare thing to have a sefer. Below Daita, what's Tezayin? I feel the Bikroi Biyam Chashinish and Mayikro Behem Harbe Asha Yiskar Mirobe Mishish Moilam Nogim Kishamotzim Sidu Tfila or Machsa Bebes Aknesses Shalok Mosa Gdevis Palba Beni Dea Heta Loze the Maish No Sidu Misvar Prima God. That's what he is. Yeah, but today people are making on Svarim also. The Svarim are easily available. Everybody buys new Svarim. Yeah. Let's see. Talos shel shutz mechayelis betzilus sabakanta b'gnei. That's the Gemara Chulin. The Gemara discusses which mitzvahs apply even the shutz for which not. Here it says Chulin kuf lamed vav. The Gemara says it depends if the pasuk is written in singular or in plural. If the mitzvah is written in plural, kante v'gdeihem, so that shows that the mitzvah applies even mishal shutzim. But if it would be written in the singular, then it doesn't apply if it's a shutfa. So there's a big machlok. What about ksiva sefer Torah? There's kisva lachem as hashir hazois. So it says in the plural that you should be able to be yotzei ksiva the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah b'shutfa. So that's what they did in Europe. Every 50 years, the community would raise money and they would commission a sefer to write a sefer Torah. And they all assume that everybody in the community is Yotze B'Shutfus because it says Kisva Lachem. And others disagreed and they said, no, we don't know how to darshan psukim, and we don't even know how to apply the klal that the Gemara says. The Gemara says that that's the klal. It is written, B'loshan Yochav, written B'loshan Rabim. And some of them held that they think that you're not Yotze B'Shutfus. Every person has to commission his own Sefer Torah. What time is it? Okay, we'll stop here. Simet as well.